A locally produced film about the struggles of undocumented immigrants will make its Greater Boston debut this month. The 2018 short film, titled Caro, played at film festivals throughout the world last year and won 2 independent film awards. Caro's director and producer, Gustavo Rosa, is from Medford. Welcome to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So the film tells the story of a Brazilian man who just arrived in Greater Boston as an undocumented immigrant, and you are formerly an undocumented immigrant. So how much of this is your personal story?
A lot of it is inspired by some experiences that I had. My family was undocumented for 13 years. And some of the things in it are not things that happened to us specifically, but they're things that are inspired by things that we saw. Actually, the centerpiece scene in the movie at the end happened almost word for word with my mom when she had recently arrived.
Let's listen to a little bit.
What's up? Car. Car. You want a car wash? No English. Sorry. Car.
You want a car wash?
Yes, yes.
You want a car wash, get in your car and you pull it up.
Close?
You don't speak any English at all?
No English. Close?
Get in the car. No, not close. Get in the car, turn the car on and drive it up. We don't do it for you. Get in the car. Drive it up.
For my character, and particularly in the movie, the car represents so much to him. And so I think getting the car wash is a little bit like doing something positive for himself. And to be mistreated or to have that kind of experience with the car wash attendant, I think, brings him very low at that moment in the film. I don't think the attendant in the movie, or even the attendant that did this to my mom, was being racist. They're working probably a tough job with long hours. But for the person going through that, it's particularly meaningful.
Well, let's talk about that in a moment. But you recruited your dad to be in the
film. That's right. I like to work with non-actors. And in a movie with a story like this, I think it actually works out pretty well because most of the actors in the movie are former undocumented immigrants themselves. They bring a certain level of reality to the movie.
So one of the scenes, too, in the film shows the main character working as a janitor in Somerville High School. And he goes alone into an empty classroom and starts reciting a poem.
That's right.
What's the significance of that?
I went to Somerville High School, and it's a place that was very important to me. It has a double significance because the Somerville High School building that it was shot on was actually recently demolished. You know, so the film almost becomes a little bit of a monument to that building.
Nunca conheci quem tivesse levado porrada. Todos os meus conhecidos têm sido campeões em tudo. E eu, que quando a hora do soco surgiu, me tenho agachado para...
This poem is about seeing the world around you as having people that are doing much better than you, and also a little bit of self-hatred for putting yourself in a position where you are suffering. Yeah, so I think it's a feeling that at least I experienced as a recently arrived immigrant, and a lot of immigrants go through.
So what do you hope that folks take from this film?
Becoming an immigrant is almost like being born again. You come somewhere and you have to learn everything from the beginning, be it a language, customs, whatever it is. Right? Having the experience to watch somebody from a background that you have no contact with but who lives right next door to you, to get to experience those feelings that that person is going through, I think is very important.
If we go back to the car wash scene,
sure.
Even though he's very sad in the car wash,
yes,
he puts in a CD of Brazilian music.
That's right. Brazilian music is so rich and so powerful and speaks about feelings that are so intense. When I listened to the music, it almost transported me back. That's kind of the feeling that was trying to set up through the whole movie, was the idea that, you know, this guy is going to get knocked down very low. And then when he puts the CD in, he will be able to be transported back home for a couple of minutes listening to the music.
Ninguém vai me segurar. Ninguém há de me fechar. As portas do coração.
So can you tell us what this song is?
Yeah, this is a Cordão by Chico Buarque, and it's a song about resistance.
Well, we'll go out with a little bit of that song. Gustavo Rosa, director and producer of the independent short film Caro, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Caro will play at the Studio Cinema in Belmont March 23rd during the Global Cinema Film Festival.
Vai me acorrentar enquanto eu puder cantar, enquanto eu puder sorrir. Ninguém,
vai me ver sofrer, ninguém vai me surpreender na noite da solidão. Pois quem tiver nada pra perder vai formar comigo imenso cordão. E então quero ver o vendaval, quero ver o carnaval sair. Ninguém vai me acorrentar enquanto eu puder cantar, enquanto eu puder sorrir, enquanto eu puder cantar. Alguém vai ter que me ouvir enquanto eu puder cantar, enquanto eu puder seguir, enquanto eu puder cantar, enquanto eu puder sorrir, enquanto eu puder cantar.